Positive business ideas with Mr. James Gwee from Academia Singapore.
Today we are going to talk about SOP for your staff. SOP itu singkatan untuk Standard Operating Procedure for your staff. Banyak antara kita kalau di pabrik kan ada SOP. Pagi-pagi harus rapiin meja, nyalakan mesin, hangatkan mesinnya 15 menit dulu, baru lakukan ya prosedur-prosedur langkah-langkah tertentu. Namun untuk staff admin kita, jarang kita buat SOP-nya untuk staff admin kita. Ini saya dapat satu tip dari seorang manager yang sangat successful. Dia ada seorang sekretaris, ya, he has a secretary. Ternyata dia ada SOP untuk sekretarisnya, and di SOP itu ada 120 butir apa yang sekretarisnya harus lakukan. Ini mengagetkan, crazy, 122 things for the secretary to do, the secretary will probably resign. But no, justru dengan SOP ini sangat produktif. Misalnya, dia ada SOP untuk setiap keadaan. Misalnya kalau dia mau naik pesawat ke luar kota, SOP-nya apa? Kalau dia mau buat janji bertemu sama klien, SOP-nya apa? Kalau setelah ketemu dengan klien, follow up SOP-nya apa? Semua rapi sekali. Misalnya saya kasih contoh. Kalau dia mau ada penerbangan, let's say keluar kota, SOP dia sudah tulis for the secretary, if I'm going out of town by aeroplane for a meeting, this is what you must do. Number one, book the flight 1 week in advance. Number two, make sure you give me the booking code. Number three, when you book the flight, make sure it is an aisle seat. I don't want a window seat. Number four, when to make sure that you have the aisle seat instead of the window seat, tell the airline company my privilege card frequent flyer number. This is my frequent flyer number. Number four, give me the ticket at least 3 days before departure. Number five, write down for me who is going to pick me up when I reach there. The name of the person, the jabatan of the person, and his contact number, office number, and handphone number. Number six, let me know my agenda when I arrive there. Who am I going to meet, what time to what time? Number seven, let me know which hotel I'm staying in. When you choose the hotel, if the engagement is in the city, I would like to stay in Hotel Westin, I would like to stay in Hilton, I would like to stay in Mandarin. But that depends. If on the next day I have to go to the airport quickly and early in the morning, I don't want to stay at the airport near the city because it's too far. I would like to stay at this airport, which is nearer, Hotel Novotel, which is nearer to the airport. So these are all the things he tells his secretary to do. Jadi buat sekretarisnya gampang, dan buat dia nggak usah pusing lagi. Setiap kali mau keluar kota, dia tahu SOP-nya sekretarisnya, nggak bakalan lupa apa-apa. Kadang-kadang tanpa SOP, sekretaris kita sibuk, dia lupa. Kita sibuk, kita lupa. Tahu-tahu miscommunication. Jadi dengan ada SOP-nya, justru sangat membantu bawahannya. Ini hanya SOP untuk keluar kota loh. Belum lagi kalau SOP mau buat janji ketemu dengan klien harus apa. Setelah ketemu dengan klien, follow up-nya SOP-nya seperti apa. SOP, after I meet a client, always, immediately after that, send a thank you card to the client to say, thank you very much for making time to see me. And then, 1 week after that, send to the client a follow-up note to say, it was a pleasure meeting you. And then, send an article or send my cassette to the client to say, it was so nice meeting you. I have this article I would like you to read. 2 weeks after that, SOP-nya adalah send to the client another article. 4 weeks after that, send to the client my cassette. Manager ini nggak usah pikirkan apa-apa. Tetapi sekretarisnya sudah lakukan dalam SOP-nya, dan efeknya, semua kliennya rasa, wah, luar biasa ya orang ini perhatiannya terhadap saya bagus sekali loh. This is what you do. Just take some time, think of all the scenarios, then for each scenario, give a comprehensive SOP. You just think one time, you give it to the secretary. The rest of your time is already autopilot. So, SOP for your staff.